Jesus taught wholeness. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus taught wholeness. How do we know that Jesus taught wholeness? What sort of things did he do that indicated that he taught wholeness rather than healing? We have the idea that wholeness and healing are quite wonderful. We have the idea that wholeness is a condition that exists in perfection, and healing is a condition devoutly to be wished. The story of Jesus, that he traveled through his native land, going everywhere, teaching, sharing, healing, and we feel that he healed everyone, and that he taught healing to everyone. Well, he didn't heal everyone. He taught healing, but he didn't heal everyone. He taught wholeness to everyone. He didn't teach healing. He taught everyone that this moment, right now, they're whole and perfect. Right this moment. He always asked them, do you believe? Do you believe you can be whole and perfect? Do you believe you are whole and perfect? Do you believe? And the people said yes and no. And as they said yes, they enjoyed the wholeness because they were added to their own belief in themselves was this conviction that the Christ had for them too. But if they said no, then he said, so be it. He was talking to a group of people in the house. And in the house, it was kind of full, and the doors were all full, and people never couldn't get in. It was a packed house. And so, as he was talking, there was a family that brought their father, apparently, and he was very ill, and he wanted to be healed. And so, he was raised up to the roof of the house in which all these people were gathered, and he was lowered then through the roof door down into the house. And his bed was standing there in front of Jesus, and Jesus said, what do you want? What is it that you want to do? Now the man was very definitely ill, and the man must have thought that Jesus was a little off his rocker because he couldn't recognize that he was ill. And the man says, I'm ill. I want to be healed. I want to be healed. And Jesus said, do you believe? And the man says, yes, yes, with all my heart, all my soul, all my being, I believe. And Jesus said, so be it. Pick up your bed and walk. And the man picked up his bed and left the room. Now, he should have stayed, you say, and heard the rest of the teachings that Jesus had to give. But no, this man received what he was ready to receive, and he took it and left. Now, what was he ready to receive? He was ready to receive that he was already whole and perfect. Nothing on the outer can change who we are on the inner except ourselves. And only as we on our inner realize who and what we are and live according to that can we enjoy who and what we are. Everywhere Jesus went, they thronged upon him with their ill, and they wanted to have wholeness and healing. And Jesus said to all of them, it is done unto you according to your belief. What is your belief for yourself? Is your belief for yourself that you are whole, that you live in wholeness, or that you live in illness? Is your belief for yourself that you are now experiencing something you don't want, and you want to experience something you do want? Well, then put your mind and your attention on something that you do want. And as you put your mind and your attention on something that you do want, then that is exactly what you're going to experience. Jesus was a cold fish, really. He stood by principle. He stood by the fact that however people think is how they are. If we live our life in wholeness, if we live in our thought in wholeness, if we believe that wholeness is the reality of life, then that's exactly what we experience. Jesus could have gone to all of the sick in the world. He could have stopped along the side of the road, or he could have just cast out his healing balm onto all that he passed and said, "Be ye made whole, be ye made whole, be ye made whole." And this is what he did do, but he did it in his heart and the quietness of his heart. He saw them whole, and so it was not difficult for him to say, "You are made whole, you are whole now, right now, all of you." But the listener, the participant, the person who came seeking health, wholeness, right action, they thought they didn't have it, and so they could not have it. They thought they didn't have all of the things that were important in their life, they thought, and so they didn't have them. Jesus could not give anyone anything that they had not already had. And those who had wholeness in their heart, and Jesus smiled on them, that wholeness manifest. Not because of Jesus' smile, but because they believed they were whole, and it was done. What is the belief that we have for who we are? Do we believe that we are whole and perfect, or do we believe we have problems? Whatever belief we have, that is what we experience. The life of Jesus was a living example of that in every way, with everybody, in all under all conditions. Now, there were no exceptions. There were no exceptions. Many people came, and many people wanted him to heal them, and he did not heal them. Many people came and wanted to recognize through the Christ that they were whole and perfect now. And for them, he recognized they were whole and perfect now. And he taught them they are whole and perfect now. Jesus taught wholeness. You can learn and know wholeness. Do you want wholeness in your life? Do you want wholeness in all of the experiences that you have? Do you want wholeness at all times? We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves people who believe in the Bible. You say, well, some people don't call themselves Christians. They have other belief. And that's fine. But whoever your Savior is, whoever your teacher is, whoever your guide is, whoever is the leader of your spiritual thought, whatever name it may go under, it doesn't make any difference. It all is the same. It comes out of the one divine beingness. It comes out of the one creative cause. And that one divine beingness and that one creative cause all are the same in all religions. And that is that we are divine, that we are beautiful. Our bodies are the temple of the living spirit. We are all taught this, and we all know this, but we don't necessarily practice it. If your body is the temple of the living God, then everything you think, say, and do will be in keeping with that beautiful temple. Every attitude you have, every desire you have, every goal you have, everything that you are will be in keeping with that divine self that you are. As we know that, and as we live that, and as we are that, then that great teacher that came to us and shared with us, that gave us a direction in life, is still there in our very hearts. And Jesus gives us that wholeness. All religions give us the wholeness. Now it's up to us to practice it, to live it, to be it, and to delight in it. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.